The Gemara that starts on Mem Aleph Amid Aleph, six lines from the top. This is one of the more difficult sugyas that we've had, and like to quote from my Rebbe, one of my great Rebbe, Ramir Tversky. Tversky emphasized that every sugya has its own dynamic. So in this case, you'll see that in the first day, really what we have to do is just focus on what is shot, or what's lurking behind the shot in the Gemara. So Mishnah tells us on Mem on the base, Hayu Lufanam Minin Harbe, if you have different types of species. Now notice, of course, the Gemara is going to make a big deal that we don't know what type of species the Mishnah is talking about. We don't know if we're talking about Adama or Aetz, the Shivas Haminim. All of those things, at least Adama and Aetz, is not clear in the Gemara. Hayu Lufanam Minin Harbe, in the Mishnah. If there is a shivas haminim, then you make the bracha on that. The chachamim say that you get to choose. Now, ostensibly, when you just read the Mishnah, what is the yesod of the machlokes? How would you be masbir? You know, our job is sometimes to be masbir. What's the depth of the machlokes between Rashi and Tosas? But the first thing to do is what's the depth in the machlokas of the Tanoim, and then what's the depth of the machlokas on Moraim, and then to understand the depth of the machlokas Harishonim. So what would you say is the depth of the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? What's behind their machlokas? What are they arguing about? Yes, Josh?
Chashuv versus which one you want.
I don't see the words chashuv.
Shivas Haminim versus.
Okay, Shivas Haminim. Okay, let's first formulate. Correct that the Rabbi Yehuda says that the Shivas Haminim come first, and the Chacham mold
whichever one you want comes first.
And now you want to add a descriptive formulation, and that is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is an idea of chashivus, and that chashivus is min shiva, and according to Rabbanan, there is none. We always go what a person wants. Basically, the simple reading of our Mishnah is that the machlokes is whether there is a notion of chashivus for kdima lebrachos. That's the machlokes over here between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim seem to say no point of chashivus, and Rabbi Yehuda says that there is a value of chashivus. Now, what we're going to see from the Gemara is that this is not going to be the Gemara's approach. That the Gemara is not going to say like Josh. Even though Josh is a simple reading of the Mishnah, we're going to see that the Tanoim are going to add a new wrinkle to it. And then it could very well be when you read the Rishonim, what we're about to say in the Gemara is not going to be correct either. That the Rishonim are going to add a new wrinkle on top of the Gemara. Okay, so let's analyze this way. Says the Gemara, seven lines from the top. Please do the Bikiyas on your own, Rabbosah. Amarula, Machlokis, Bishabir, Hosei, and Shavos. The machlokis that we have between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is only when they have the same brachos. The Rabbi Yehuda savor min shiva adif, Rabbanan savri min chaviv adif. According to Ula, the machlokis is only where the brachos are the same. Avo b'she'ein berchosein shavos, but if one is a adama and the other is a eitz, divrei hakol mevarei chalzeh v'chozer u'mevarei chalzeh. Everybody agrees that you can make a bracha on one and then the other. Now, it's not clear exactly what is the order if ain berchosei and shavos. All Ula says is that the machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan is only where they have the same brachos. In other words, where we're talking about fruits, like Tu Bishvat. You have a bunch of fruits, you're not sure which one to make the bracha on, so the Chacham say it doesn't matter, while Rabbi Yehuda says, no, min shiva is adiv. However, if you have adama and aetz, so all the Gemara says is divrei hakol mevarech hazeh v'chozer mevarech hazeh. The Gemara is a little bit unclear what is the appropriate protocol. It's possible that there is no protocol, but the Gemara doesn't tell us what the protocol is. It says divrei hakol mevarech hazeh v'chozer mevarech hazeh. Which one is the chozer? Which one is going first? Now, if I had asked you this question, what would you have said? Is pshat in the Gemara? Rabbosai, there's a tremendous amount of lomdos here. But before we get to the to lamdos that the Gedolei Rishonim and Achronim discuss, we have to have the lamdos in the Minei Ubei in the Gemara. How would you have read Divrei HaKol Mevarech Al Zeh V'Chozer Mevarech Al Zeh? Yes, Josh? Mordechai Yaakov? That's where the mistake start. Go ahead, yes?
You say it on the more specific brocha, you say it on the eyes, which would be a shuat aminim.
Whoa, 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 whoa. The Gemara said that if you have a Eitz Adama, Mevarech Al Zeh V'Chozer Mevarech Al Zeh. Where do you say that? See that the Gemara says Shiva Aminim?
I'm saying, if you want to bring it back to the Chol, when we're talking about the same mean, we have Shiva Aminim versus something else.
But the Gemara is not saying that.
Fine, so you say it on
the Gemara is saying, ain't Bisha. So what? How would you define Divrei HaKol Mevarech Al Zeh V'Chozer Mevarech Al Zeh?
Everyone agreed you say the bracha first on the more specific bracha, Ha'etz, and then after you say the bracha on Adama.
Where do you see that in the words of the Gemara? Are you saying the svara on your own? Are you saying what you would have thought based? I want a reading that's as close to the Gemara as possible.
Okay. The Gemara is saying that when you have two different brachos to make. So in that case, you'd say I'm a brachos to make specific.
Where do you see that in the words of the Gemara? That's your svara. Mordechai Yaakov is suggesting that he would have chosen the more specific bracha. By the way, whose shita is that? Mordechai Yaakov is not crazy. Whether it fits into the Gemara, that I'm willing to fight him on. That's actually a shita of the Bahag, which the Rosh does not expect, except that says that you're supposed to make AIDS before Adama. However, I would argue that there's no hechreach whatsoever from our Gemara at all. Divrei HaKol Mevarech Al Zeh V'Chozer U'Mevarech Al Zeh. How else would you translate it? Yes, Yisrael?
I would say you say the bracha on the Snon first and then the Zayas because Rashi says...
Wait, we haven't discussed Snon and Zayas. Let's talk Adama and Aids.
Okay. Adama and then Aids.
You make Adama and Aids.
Because like Rashi says though, and he says a lot of Snon and Zayas, the bracha on Snon, both Pacha and Zayas. I mean, you first bracha on the Snon and then you would say the bracha on the Zayas.
Okay. Okay, so you say that you would make the Adama first.
Yeah.
And you're bringing out from the Gemara later on. So my question on you is, we're not talking about the Gemara later on. Rashi that you just quoted was talking about the Gemara later on, which is why I immediately corrected you when you brought a raya from Snon and Zayas. That part of the Rashi is not being masbir, that. See, Rabosai, you see how in an Iyun Shir, I think one of the... It's important. What we're doing is very legitimate, is asking what is the omic of what the Gemara is saying. Before we jump to the Tosis and the Rajba and so on, what is the correct way of reading the words of the Gemara? And we're going to see. We're going to have a lot of lamdos to say. But the first step is what's the correct way to read the Gemara? Yes, Eitan?
Just from the words themselves, when it says Mevarech Al Zeh, meaning whichever one you want to, you can say the bracha.
Okay, I would have read like Eitan. And that is... It's up to you. Mevarech Al Zeh, V'Chozer Mevarech Al Zeh. Who says that Eitan is wrong, Rabosai? Yes, Gilad? Tosfos? Who said even before Tosfos that Gilad is wrong? Eitan is wrong? Sorry. Defending yourself. Who said that Eitan is saying, well, I would have read it that way as well. But this is the way of really seeing the significance of what Rashi says. Let's take a look at Rashi. Bishabir Hosei and Shavos, Rashi says, Kigon Zaysen Vitapuchim, the Tarvayabor creates, Ubo Liftar Shtein Bibracha Achas, that's when we said, is a machlokis according to Ula, is a machlokis Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. Then we have, Rashi says, Choviv Odif. Choviv Odif, so Rashi says, Eze Sheyirtse. The masnison es hachoviv alav mashma. Rashi says that when our Mishnah says al eza shemehen sheyirtze, the Mishnah means the chaviv. Most understand that what Rashi is saying is the following: it's not that you have a choice. You have one of two possibilities. Either the Min Shiva, that's one possibility, that will have come first, or you're supposed to choose the Chaviv. Whichever is the Chaviv, that's the one that you're supposed to make the Brach on. And they say that in Divrei HaKol Mevarech Al Zeh V'Chozer Mevarech Al Zeh as well, as we're going to see in a moment in Rashi. Let's take a look. Avu b'she'ein berch hosein shavus d'reakol. Ein berch bracha achas kot rasan. V'shuv ein kan machlokis. There's no machlokis. So what does that mean, there's no machlokis? Reb Yehuda agrees to the Chachamim. And what do the Chachamim say? What comes first? The Chaviv. According to the Chachamim, there is a protocol. You're supposed to make the bracha on the Chaviv. Reb Yehuda is going to agree to the Chachamim. V'af agav b'snan. Now Rashi has a kash. You tell me what Rashi's kash is. B'recha p'irasin l'bar p'yadam yatsa. What's Rashi bothered by? Of course, whenever Rashi says v'af agav, Rashi's asking a question. What's Rashi bothered by? Yes, Ami? Correct. Implicit in our Gemara is that you make two brachos when it's ein birchosei and shavos. But wait a second. Amen, amen, aleph, we learned that if you make a borei pri adama, you're motzi also the borei pri ha'eitz. So why is it that you're making two brachos over here? Make the borei pri adama and be motzi. So Rashi answers simply. By the way, we're going to see that this shita, the simple shita, is not necessarily muskim in all the Rishonim as we go on. Hani mili b'chad mina v'tal b'irach ala bar pri adama. That's only if you have one min and you made a mistake, the Mishnah said. That if you made a bar pri adama and a bar pri ha'etz your yotzei, avot tznon v'zayis, which we're about to get to, u'birech ala tznon lo nifter zayis. And then in such a case, Rashi says, according to everybody, you wouldn't be yotzei. Now, Rabosai, I'm going to do something a little bit unconventional here. The Gemara asks a strong kasha on this, and the Gemara gives a simple teretz from Tznon and Zayis. We are going to skip, for the moment, the Shaka Atari of the Gemara, to the point, we're going to pick up with this further on in the week, to the point of where we want to flesh out what is the depth of the Shita of Ula. We need to contrast it with Ula's antagonist. Who's Ula's antagonist over here? We have the machlokis between Rabbi Amiv and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, that the Gemara is going to tell us that Ula's position is subject to dispute. So in Seder, I wanted you to see the Meisiveh, and we're going to analyze the Meisiveh shortly. I want possibly even to get to it today, but at least in order to understand the Omek of Ula, let's go immediately to Pligibah, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. There's a machlokis between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka on this issue of what is the machlokis Tanoim. Chad Omar one says machlokis Bishop Berchosei and Shavos. The Rabbi Yehuda Savar Min Shiva Adif, Vrabbonan Savar Sari Min Chaviv Adif. Avol b'shein birchosei and shavos, d'ibriakol mevarech al zeh, v'chozum mevarech al zeh. One of them says, as we saw from Ula, this is a redactic of what we saw from Ula, that the machlokis is only where it's birchosei and shavos. But if it's ein birchosei and shavos, then you don't have a machlokis. V'chad omar, and this is going to be the second shita that disagrees with Ula, Af b'she'ein b'r'chosei and shavos nami machlokis. Even if it's a hadama and a eitz, we also have a machlokis. Do you take the chaviv adif? Let's say the chaviv is the vegetable. Do you take the chaviv? That's the opinion of the Rabbanan. Or Rabbi Yehuda says that you take the min shiva. Now the Gemara asks, wait a second, bishleima, it's Shalem. I understand Ula's reading of the Mishnah. Leman Damer Berchosei and Shavos Machlokis Shapir. Then I understand what's behind that Machlokis. What's behind that Machlokis? If you're only making one bracha, so then Rabbi Yehuda says, choose the Min Shiva. Leman Damer B'She'ein Berchosei and Shavos B'Mai Pligi. And according to the Man Damer, who says that the brachas are not the same, what's behind the machlokis? Amar Reb Yirmiya lahaktim. The machlokis is whether there's an inyan to be maktim, whether you're supposed to choose one before the other. The Amar Reb Yosef yitem Reb Yitzchak kol hamuktam bepasuk zeh muktam lebracha. And we're going to quote the pasuk Eretz Chitu Sa'ara as you saw in Seder. Rabosai, now we're ready to understand basic chat. What is the machlokis amoroyim of what is the machlokes tanoim. In other words, we have ula shita, that machlokes, the machlokes is only bishavir chosei and shavos. However, divrei hakol b'shem bir chosei and shavos ezemen shiyirtza. How did Rashi learn ezemen shiyirtza? Rashi understood it meant chaviv adif, that you have to choose the chaviv. And what's the other position? The other position is, even if it's ein birchosei and shavos, you have lahakdim bebrachos. What does that mean? And that is that every single time you have to ask, where is the min shiva? And if you have a min shiva, the min shiva has kedima, whether it's brachosei and shavos or ein birchosei and shavos. Min shiva is adif. And the machlokis between Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda is lahakdim bebrachos. Rabosai, whose shita makes sense to you in the Amoraim, this machlokis Amoraim? Ula or the second approach? I'll tell you who makes more sense to me. This is how we're supposed to make a laning on the sugya. Before we jump to all the Rishonim, try to understand every word of the Gemara. What's the Yesod over here in the Machlokas between Ula and the other Amora? The other Amora makes more sense to me than Ula. Why? Because the other Amora is consistent. If you have foods that are in front of you, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do, Rabosai? Look for the Min Shiva. That makes sense. Whether it's Tu B'Shvat or it's lunch, where there is a Hadama and a Eid, in all cases, we say that you go after the Min Shiva. What's Ula Svara, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Ula says, Rabbi Yehuda says to the Rabbanon, Ula says, Rabbi Yehuda says to Rabbanon, no! Min Shiva is important. Okay? If Min Shiva is important, so why does it make a difference whether it's Bir Chosei and Shavos or ain't Bir Chosei and Shavos? Why does it make a difference? Once we're going to say that the halacha is that Min Shiva lahakdima bebrachas, so then why should it make a difference? That's Sarachiyu number one. What is the logic behind Ula altogether? It's Parship Shat. We're going to see all the Lamdos is Parship Shat. Right? You hear what I'm bothered by, right? Does anybody not follow what I'm asking? If you read the Gemara, you have to ask yourself, what was the Shita? And if you didn't ask yourself when you read this Gemara, you might have known the Tosas. You could have said the Tosas backwards, but you didn't know the Gemara. You didn't have Pshat in the Gemara. Yoser Mizeh. Now let's go a little deeper. Aside from this kasha, just what is the omek of the Gemara? If Rabbi Yehuda says that the halacha is that min shiva is adif, min shiva beats out chaviv, so then how is it, according to Rashi and Tosos, all of a sudden, when it's Ein Bir Chosei and Shavos, it's the exact opposite. Eitan read the Gemara, the simple way of reading the Gemara. What's the simple way of reading the Gemara? You have a choice. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda, for some reason, which we don't know why, only thinks that Min Shiva is important when you have the same bracha. We don't know why. That was Sarachiyu number one. But Sarachiyu number two, for whatever reason, he only says it when it's Bir Chosei and Shavos. And if it's Ein Bir Chosei and Shavos, all of a sudden, Rabbi Yehuda switches his position and says Chaviv Adif. If I said that both of them don't care, the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda don't care, so Chacham says, I don't care. And Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree with you, Ein Bir Chosei and Shavos, I don't care. But Rabbi Yehuda discounted the value of Chaviv Adif. And all of a sudden, when it comes to Bir Chosei and Shavos, he always says, no, Chaviv Adif. What's the Havana in Rabbi Yehuda, why it switches? Yes, Adi, especially your father's, he'll give you a shat, give your father some nachas.
Where do we see Rabbi?
Whether I agree or not, it'll be nachas. Yeah, go ahead.
Where do we ever see Rabbi Yehuda straight out saying he doesn't hold a chav? If he could just hold that shivus, I mean, it beats it out, but it doesn't mean he doesn't hold by its own shivus.
Enochanami, I agree.
So in a case where there's one bracha, where it is that only one of them is going to win out now, and then in that case he holds, okay, fine. In that case, shivus aminim, which has its own integral, like it's actually part of the actual min itself, it's not subjective, it's an objective chashivas. Okay, fine, make it on that because that's subjective. When it comes down to where there are different brachas, which means that at the end of the day you're going to have to make a bracha on the shivus aminim anyway, so there's no specific reason to require you to make it on the shivus aminim, meaning shivus aminim has to be acknowledged in some way, shape, or form. It deserves its own bracha, and that's chashivas. So in the case we're only making one bracha, shivus aminim should win out. However, since he has a sad that acknowledges the chashivas of something being chavav upon someone, and the bracha is going to be coming on the other one anyway, then in that case he says, okay, fine, do whatever you prefer.
Yeah, you're not saying badly. What you're saying is not bad. Tell your father afterwards the story, not bad and brisk. You know what the story is? Okay, I'll tell your father that. Okay. What you're saying is not bad. Let's leave these tzarachiyuns now. I want the Talmudim to think about it. I want them to be magdir. How this is going to work. Maybe today, Bezer Hashem, we'll see a little bit about, see it in the Rajba. You want to say something? It was another hand? Noah, what do you want to say? You had a hand?
I was going to say that maybe according to Ula, the bracha is totally independent of Shivus Aminim. Meaning that when you have the same bracha, they're both ha'aitz, let's say, and Shivus Aminim or Adit plays a role, but when you have two different brachas, the bracha is totally independent of Shivus Aminim. Meaning that if you have an Eitz and a Dhamma, so that's what, so we have to decide, if the Eitz comes first, the Dhamma comes first, independent of what, if it's Shivus Aminim.
Why does the Shivus Aminim not come first, according to review?
Because the Shivus Aminim is not dependent, because the bracha is not dependent on whether you have a Shivus Aminim or not.
So why should that change the halacha? Why should I change Elcha? Now, Adi had a nice expression over there, which I think ultimately we're going to say, which is a pshat along the lines what we're going to use. And that is, you passed the Rajvan, the Torah Yosef. Adi had the following word, and he said, it depends on whether you give it its own bracha. Right? He said, that was one of the words you said. You said, it depends on whether you give it its own bracha. Once you give it its own bracha, then all of a sudden, you forget about it. My question, though, is why, just because it gets its own bracha, do you forget about the fact that it's min shiva? But you're 100% right. Adi is right that part of the Birchos Hayin Shavuos or Ein Birchos Hayin Shavuos is dependent on that once it has its own bracha anyhow, so then we forget about min chavi. Okay. Chashivos. Let's take a look at the Rajba. The Rajba is going to help us develop what Adi is trying to say and what Noah started saying as well. Let's take a look at the Rajba. Amar Ula Machlokes Bishul Birchos Hayin Shavuos. Klomar, Kigon Esrog V'Anovim. The Machlokes is only when you have an Esrog and grapes. Of course, the grapes are from the Shivus Aminim. Al B'She'ein Birchos Hayin Shavuos. Kigon Snon V'Zayis. V'Ein Echon Men Tfeil L'Chaveiroi. Divrei Hakol, Mevarech Alzeh, V'chozer Mevarech Alzeh. Umidlo Pirish, Ula, Ezem and Kaidim, and since Ula doesn't explain which comes first, Kishayim Berchos Hayin Shavuos, Shma Mina, De'ein Hakpada, Bahakta Masan, Elo Chaviv Adif L'Kulei Alma. Since Ula doesn't tell us which one comes first, so the Rajba assumes, like we saw in Rashi, that according to Rabbi Yehuda switches sides, and Rabbi Yehuda says that the halacha is the chaviv adif. The Isa, because if he had held that according to Rabbi Yehuda, still the shivas minim would come first. The frushe behedya, al b'shem birchos hayin shavuos dirakol min shiva kodem. Then he should have said beferish the min shivas kodem. So from here we see the Rajba, Rashi, Tosfos as well, all say that the halacha is that it's going to be that the min shiva is forgotten about when you have a hadama and a eitz. Take a look at Tosfos, that's going to bear this out as well. Pirish Rashi, kikon snom v'zayis. Don't close the Rajba, we're going to come right back to it. V'shuv ein kam machloikis. There's no machloikis when it's a hadama and a eitz. Afilu Rabbi Yehuda Moda de Ein Adifus Bishiva Saminim El Mavarech Al Eze Shir Tzitchila Hachobibla. Now notice, again, it doesn't say that you could just choose. You have to make the bracha Hachobibla. V'achar kach yivarech al hasheni, you should make the bracha on the second one. V'chein yesh lefareish de Rabbi Yehuda Moda lechachomim. And now Tosis adds one raya that some of the other Rishonim don't bring. He adds a raya to Shitas Rashi that if you have a Hadama and a H, you're supposed to choose the Chaviv. Ha'u v'lo pirishai gemar mutav. Shenemar shiyachid moda rabin v'lo rabin moda liyachid. So Tosis says an interesting hosafa to this. Tosis says if the Gemara doesn't spell out who agrees to whom, in other words, whether the Chachamim come to Rabbi Yehuda's side and they agree Kishem Birchaseim min Shiv Adif, or Rabbi Yehuda comes to the Chachamim side and they say min Chaviv Adif, if I had to choose, I would have chosen Rabbi Yehuda come to the Chachamim because the Chachamim are the Rov. So presumably, any time the Yachid is being Cholek, it's going to spell out where the Yachid is being Cholek. So that tells us this is another Raya that the Halacha is, that what comes first is the Chaviv, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Rajba attempts to answer what we're bothered by. The Rajba attempts to explain the why. Why should that be so? Why, it, Lechura doesn't make any sense. If I hold Min Shiva as Adiv, so Min Shiva should be Adiv across the board. It should be in all instances. So says the Rajba, skipping all the way to Vitaima. Says the Rajba, in the Masada Rav Kook edition, it's on the right on the top in the first column. In the red Rajbas, it's easy to find. It's a paragraph by itself. Beautiful. Vitaima da Milsa. And the rationale for this is the Kapit Rabbi Yehuda b'Shemer Chaseyan, the low Kapit b'Shemer Chaseyan Shavos, nearly, Mishum de b'Shemer Chaseyan Shavos, de bracha de chad, pater idach legamri. Ha Milsa chashiva tve. Vidinahu, de chashiv li pater she'ena chashiv. Let's translate precisely. Says the Rajba, it's logical that if one is going to be motzi the other, if you have Birchasei and Shavuos and you have all eights, it's logical that you would take the one that's more chashuv. Avol b'she'en Birchasei and Shavuos, but if you have Adam and eights, the lo pater chad l'fkavrei, that the Adam is not going to be poter the eights, v'leko ela hakdama b'lechud, and all you have is just hakdama. Kivon de chaviv le idach, aleh mevarich bereisha, v'hadr mevarich ha'idach. The hakdama bilichud milsa zutrasihi. Because hakdama alone is a small thing. Like one of my great rabbeim, Rabbi Branchmigel Shlita, like that he got from Rav Gurelik Zatzal and from Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal. I read the words, I translated the words, and we have no idea what in the world the Rajba is talking about. What did the Rajba just say? Same thing about the Gemara. You know, we read the Gemara, and sometimes we don't even think about what's behind the Machlokes. Okay, if we're doing Daf Yomi, it's not our Chiyuv. Doing Daf Yomi, our Chiyuv is to know. So Machlokes go the same shows, I remember when I did this Daf Yomi, I recorded it for AB, and for those people in the vast expanse. So I said to myself, Chaim, you have no idea what's going on in the Gemara right now. But I read it, Daf Yomi Pshat. No, that's important too. It's important too. There's a value to it. Just to be able to read it, to translate. No, there's machlokes, b'chasein, shav, sein, b'chasein. But what the logic is? This is one of these things that if you don't spend a day to think about, all right, if you've been learning very well, and for a few years, maybe it'll take you an hour and 15 minutes to figure out. But if you don't spend an hour on this, even if you're the biggest Lamdan, nothing makes any sense. Unless you learned it a few times. If you learned it already a few times, then you probably say, that's that issue. Rabosai, what did the Rajba just say? Can anybody explain what the Rajba just said? I read the words. Should I dramatize more? I'll read the words and translate again, and we'll still have no idea what's going on in the Rajba. While you're thinking, I'll read it again. Says the Rajba, Avol b'she'in b'chosein shavos, if the brachos are not the same, in other words, it's Adam on the eights. The lo pater chad l'chavrei, that one is not exempting the friend. Vileko ela hakdama bilichud, and you only have the issue of hakdama alone. Kiva dechaviv leidach ala mevarech bereisha. Since the vegetable is more chaviv to him, he should choose that first. Vahadam mevarech haidach. The hakdama lechud milsa zutrasi, because a hakdama of give choosing the shivas aminim first, that's a small thing. Should I sharpen what's bothering me? Let me sharpen what's bothering me in the Rajba. What does the Rajba mean? Hakdama lechud milsa zutrasi. He just got through saying we're being masbir Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda says if it's berchosei and shavos, then you choose the minachoviv. The shivas aminim, the chashivus. The shivas aminim, the chashivus. So what does he mean? Hakdama lechud milsa zutrasi. What is he saying? Nothing makes any sense. Sometimes we have five lishitasans and six nafkaminas with the Chazon Ish and the this and that, and sometimes we have to read the Gemara properly and the Rajba properly.
What is
Zutrasi? Small. Ah, it's a small thing. Chavim is more important. But I ask, if you want to call Sarachinu number three, what do you mean it's Milsa Zutrasihi? My third kasha that we need to be masgir. What do you mean it's Milsa Zutrasi? We just got through saying that if you have Birchosei and Shavos, that is the Machriya. So how can you say Milsa Zutrasi? So the truth is, I have to admit, all I've done is we've found the Rajba talk about this Machlokis, but we haven't found anything very insightful in the Rajba's Lashon at first glance. There's nothing in the Rajba's Lashon that really answers all of our questions in Pshat. Let's summarize what our three Tzarachiyuns are. Number one, why is it that according to Rashi, Rajba, Tosos, everybody, you're going to find for me a Rishon who disagrees as the week goes on, but right now everybody on the daf, including the Rajba, assumes that the halacha is that Rabbi Yehuda agrees, Chashivus is Adif Kishayim Birchas. Rabbi Yehuda agrees, Chaviv is Adif Kishayim Birchasei and Shavas. That when the brachas are not the same, Adam and the Eitz Chaviv is Adif. So Tzarachiyu number one was, what in the world is that? What's his logic over there? If he said you could choose, then I understand. But right upstairs, Kishayim Birchasei and Shavas, he said that Allah is the opposite, that Shivas Aminim Adif, that Chashiv is Adif. So what changes Kishayim Birchosei and Shavos? That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is, if I had to choose which Hezber in the Machlokes Tanoim makes the most sense, what would I have chosen? I would have chosen the second day of the Gemara, not the first day that was our Chiyuv, to understand right off the bat at 9:32 this morning, the Shita of Ula, that says that the Halacha is that Rabbi Yehuda is going to agree Kishayim Birchosei and Shavos. If Rabbi Yehuda holds the Hakdama comes first of the Shivas Aminim, so it should be in both cases, whether it's Birchosei and Shavos or Ein Birchosei and Shavos. That doesn't make any sense either. And number three, our third Sarachiyun, is what does the Rajba mean when Rajba says Hakdama Bilchud Milsa Zutrasihi? The Hakdama of Shivas Aminim is a small thing. It wasn't a small thing above. Basically, what I'm asking is, I'm taking question number two, and I'm saying the same question could be asked in the words of the Rajba. The words of the Rajba don't make any sense. Hakdama lechud milsa zutrasi. What does Rajba mean? It's hakdama lechud milsa zutrasi. What way is hakdama lechud milsa zutrasi? We just got through saying kishibir chosein shavos. It's not zutrasi. So what does he mean? It's zutrasi. Now, when we ask basic questions in the Mineu Bay of the Gemara, these basic questions usually are answered by one deeper understanding. Once we have a deeper understanding, everything is going to light up. Question is, what's this deeper understanding? Rabosa, I want to show you a fascinating sheet that the Rajba has at the end of the sugya. There's a lot of time and effort that's going to be in between the Rajba starting out from the sugya and the Rajba end of the sugya. I told you this is not an easy sugya, but we're going slowly and methodically, so Be'ezer Hashem should be clear. Let me show you the Rajba's fascinating sheet at the end of the day according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rajba writes all the way at the end, right before Mem Aleph on the Beis, he writes in Mustabra, he writes the following. It's the last paragraph of Mustabra Dafil Rabbi. If you'd like me to, you have it? So it starts as a paragraph. Umistabra Dafil Rabbi Yehuda, Mahilafan of Esrog Vizayis. He comes back to our case all the way in the end. Vikidem Ubire Chala Esrog. What happens if you make a mistake and you make a bracha on the Esrog instead of the Zayis? Look at this amazing chidush. Afal Bi Shein Arashah. You're not supposed to. Of course, the halach is you're supposed to make the bracha on the Zayis. Eino tzarech lachso v'varech al hazayis, kivan shebirchosein shavos, v'hu sheniskavein liftores hazayis. According to the Rajba in the Maskana, the halacha is that the only time the bracha on the esrog will work for the zayis is if you had kavana to be motzi the zayis. But if you didn't have kavana, if you did not have kavana according to the Rajba, if it's Birchoseyan Shavos, one bracha doesn't go on the other. It doesn't go. The bracha doesn't work from one on to the other. Rabosai, what's the pshat in this Rajba? Remind me, we're going to have to see the poskim, halacha lemaisa. What's the pshat in the Rajba over here? Why should that be so? If you made a Borei Priya Eitz, you made a Borei Priya Eitz. He didn't have a mind not to be Yotzei the Zayas. He didn't have a mind not to be Yotzei the Zayas. Nevertheless, the Rajba says, the only time a bracha on Esrog will go on the Zayas is if a person had in mind. He has to have in mind, but otherwise it doesn't work. The answer, it seems, is that the Rajba is saying that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is a halacha of one bracha being motzi the next. And here's the punchline. Rabbi Yehuda is not Kedima Bebrachos. What was the title of today's shiur? Be'inyin Kedima Bebrachos. If you look online, Josh Karen does an amazing job on YU Torah. He gives a title for the shiur. So the title for the shiur was deceiving. The title for the shiur was the concept of Kedima Bebrachos. You know what the correct title of today's Maror Makoma should have been? Be'inyin in Kedima Bebrachos. Why? We've been discussing Ula most of the time. Ula does not hold of Kedima Bebrachos. What do we mean by that? As the Rajba says, let's take the difficult line in the Rajba and now make it accessible. What did the Rajba say? The Rajba said, Dagdama bilichud milsa zutrasihi. This is the key, that line in the Rajba that didn't make any sense. Hagdama bilichud milsa zutrasihi. What does it mean, Hagdama bilichud milsa zutrasihi? We don't look at Kedima when it comes to the Shiva Saminim. There is no significance of Kedima when it comes to Stam, the Shiva Saminim. Kedima, Bebrachos, the Ula rejects. Who holds up Kedima Bebrachos? The other man, Omar. Pligi Ba, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yitzchak Nachman. Does Gemara ever tell us which one is what? Gemara never tells us, right? Gemara never tells us. So, we'll call it either Rabbi Ami or Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, one of the two. So one of the two holds that there's a din of chashivas to the Shiva Saminim. Does the Ula hold of that? No. Ula doesn't hold of that at all. And that's what the Rajba means when the Rajba says, Hagdama lechud, milsa zutrasi. It's a small thing. We don't hold of that. Dima lechud doesn't work. What does the Rajba hold? What does Rabbi Yehuda hold according to Ula? Ula had, Lefi Rabbi Yehuda has the following issue. And that is, Rabbi Yehuda says that when it comes to brachos, being motzi one on the other is a problem. It's not a question of what food you're supposed to choose to make a bracha on. The issue is making a bracha on one food and being motzi a totally different food. That's what we're talking about. That's the whole issue. It's very deceiving. The Gemara is hard. The Gemara seems to be saying, when you read the Mishnah, you read the Gemara, you get the sense that Rabbi Yehuda is saying, Min Shiva is Adif, that there's supposed to be a Kedima of Min Shiva. No! Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no halacha of Min Shiva Kedima. There's no Kedima of Min Shiva. None whatsoever! Is that the way you and I read the Gemara? If you listen to the Daf Yomi, is that how we read it? No, we got it wrong. Something else, AB's making a list of all the things we got wrong in Daf Yomi. So this is another one we got wrong. But this is a legitimate mistake. This is a legitimate mistake. But this has nothing to do, this has nothing to do with the Shiva, the Halacha Min Shiva Adif. That's the second Shita of the Amoraim. There's a separate Shaila over here. And the Shaila has nothing to do with Kedima of Shiva Saminim. And that is, if you make a bracha on one ha'etz, does that ha'etz go on the other one? Says the Rajba in the Maskonas HaGemara, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only time it works is if you have kavana. But if you didn't have kavana, stan, they're two separate things. What's the pshat? That they're two separate things? The answer is, they're two different meaning. And the brachos don't go. One on the other. It's not a halacha of what you're supposed to choose first. Maybe someone can give us the lamdash of terminology, but I think we have it. Kedima. There's no halacha of kedima. It's halacha of whether one bracha is going to be chal on something else. And everybody agrees that there's a unique chashivos to the Shivas Haminim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, once there's a unique chashivos to the Shivas Haminim, so then the bracha, it's a different min. There are two different types of aetz. There's a aetz of a Shivas Haminim, and there's a aetz that's not of the Shivas Haminim. And the bracha of a aetz on one doesn't go for the bracha of the aetz of the other Shivas Haminim. And the Rabbonim say that even though we agree that there's chashivos of the Shivas Haminim, that doesn't mean that a aetz is not going to go on both. That's the yesod of the machlokes. Nothing to do with kedima. It's a shaila of whether one bracha is going to be motzi another bracha. Oh, im kainim advarim. So then we understand why kishayim berchosein shavos there's no machlokas. Everybody agrees when it comes to choosing. What are you supposed to choose? Chaviv. Everybody agrees it's chaviv adiv. Beautiful. Chaviv is always adif. Everybody agrees according to Ula. And now let's see all this in the words of the Rajba. It's mamish what the Rajba is saying. V'tayma da milsa. Dekapid Rav Yehuda. B'shebir chasei en shavas. V'lo kapid b'sheim bir chasei en shavas. Merely mishum de shebir chasei en shavas. De bracha dechad pater idach legamri. One bracha patters the other. Hamilsa chashiva tvei. V'dinahu, if you made a bracha on the Shiva Saminim, then it makes sense to chashuv li pater sheino chashuv. Then it'll patter the other min. Because one bracha that's more chashuv, by definition, could patter the other one. However, if we're talking about if he chose to make the bracha on the apple instead of the Shiva Saminim, or in the case of the Rajba, if he chose to make the bracha on the Esrog as opposed to the Anavim, so then he didn't choose the one that's Choshev. If he didn't choose the one that's Choshev, then the one that's Choshev, you weren't Yotze with the Birchas Barah Priyates. Avo b'sheim Birchasei and Shavos, but they're not Shavos. Dulo Pater Chad L'Chavre, one would not pater the other one. And the only reason to choose the anavim is because shila saninim kibon dechalim lay idach lebevark reishav adam bevark idach the hakdama bilchun milsa zutrasi hakdama the kedimas milsa zutrasi ula rejects that entirely. The halacha of which one you're supposed to choose, he rejects. It's only a shaila when you make a bracha on one, is it motzi the other? That's havana in our gemara. That's pshat in gemara. That's the machlokas between Ula and Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. And now we understand why minchavim is obvious. The emma sometimes is not what it seems the first time in the dafyomi pshat. That's why it's not enough to memorize Gemaras. You can mamish totally distort what the pshat in the Gemara is itself. This is Be'ezer Hashem, the omek of the Gemara. Now with this in mind, now we can move on. Now we have Havana. Lundus is Havana, and what is the Gemara saying? Gemara Rashi. That's the machlokis between Ular and Rav Ami and Rav Yitzchak Nafka. Yes, Eitan?
Doesn't it seem that Chachamim still, I understand that Rabbi Yehuda, but according to the Chachamim, it would seem that they hold that Kadima is a Mila, because according to them, they're not Moda that if it's two different things, you could say on the Shiva, they say if it's the same Bracha, if it's two different things, you have to say on the Chavim, that Kadima is a Mila, according to the Chachamim. Meaning, because they're still holding strong.
I follow what you're asking, I'm not taking sides in your Shiva. I hear what you're asking. Let's pound it out after shiur. I have to. When I didn't think about it, I don't answer. I didn't spend enough time thinking about your question. I don't know. I have to think about your question. It's a good question, and we'll just cheshbon it out after shiur. Okay. Now, Tosvos. I didn't do so much today, Adi. So I want to keep on moving. It'll be my pleasure to take it after the question after shiur. Tosvos quotes Rashi's kasha. And then he asks a new kasha. When Tosus asks Vim Tomar Amrina Lil. So Rabbo said, let's just throw out Tosus' kasha. I want to already set the stage. I had a mind to do a lot more than I did today, but it was good. To flesh out the Mineu Bay, that's important avoda. So Tosus goes on and Tosus quotes Rashi's kasha. That part of Tosus we know already from Rashi when he quotes Vayikra Rashi. And then we pick up Vim Tomar. Right? Everybody have it?
No.
First word on the line is Vim Tomar. Halfway through the Tosis, about 10 lines into the Tosis. Vim Tomar. Hamrina le'il gabe uvda debar kapora. Debirchas bore priyadama chashiva tfei mishahako. Lefisha mevureres tfei. Imkein gam bore priya eitz. Chashiva tvei mibirchas bore priya adama. Tosis asks the following kasha. What was our Havana now in the Gemara? You're going to see that Tosis follows beautifully based on our Havana of the Gemara. Our Havana of the Gemara was, everything goes chaviv adif, whatever you want, that's what you're supposed to do. The one exception is that Rabbi Yehuda says, we have a shaila using the lamdos that we already used. We were masbir according to Rashba, and as of now, there's no other way to read the Gemara. Any other way of reading the Gemara is wrong. It doesn't make any sense. And the only issue, according to Ula, is what? The only issue is whether one bracha could be motzi another. Whether a bracha on an esro could be motzi another. If that's the omek hadavar, ask those. Is it a fair Gemara against it? We learned that there is a chiyuv of kedima. What did we learn? That when it came to bar kapara, that you're supposed to choose a shahakol over, you're supposed to choose a adam over a shahakol, which is mashma, that you're supposed to choose a eitz over a adama. So what are you telling me? Now listen to the lomdus now. What are you telling me that this is only a shiloh of what could be motzi something else? We do see there's kedima b'brachas. According to the Ula, the Omek HaDvarim is that there's no such thing as kedima b'brachas. It's Milsa Zutrasi. It's not Milsa Zutrasi. Thus is Havana. That's what Taisus's kasha is. Rabosai, today's Dvar Halacha follows directly. It's just Siyata Deshmai. We're going to learn it as Halacha. Open the Mishnah Berurah. follows mamish on the heels of our Tosas. Let's open up and do our halacha yomis. It says, the mechaber, this mamish where we're up to. It's amazing what siyata d'shmaya we've had, that so many times the halacha that we're just doing as pure Mishnah Brura follows on the heels of the sukkah. Take a look, open your Mishnah Brura. Especially every day have Mishnah Brura. If you don't, then you haven't been fully attending shir. So in Shulchan Aruch Simin Reish Vav Siv Beis, we have mamish our Shiloh of Tosis. Hayu lefana pri adama pri eitz. If you have in front of you a pri adama and a pri eitz, ubirech al pri adama v'niskave lifter as pri eitz yatsa. That the halacha is that if you made a bore pri adama and you had kavana to be poter the eitz, you're going to be yotze. Now this, as we're going to develop in iun, is a big machlokis haposkim. What happens if you made a borei pri adama on a vegetable, and you had in mind, and you thought there was another vegetable there, you had in mind, of course, that was going to be going that vegetable. And it turns out you made a mistake, it was our eggs. So Rabosa, you tell me, what's the halacha? Birech borei pri adama al pri eitz. What's the halacha? Yotze. Is this the same case? Not exactly. Because when do we say birech borei pri adama al pri eitz? It works. When do we say that? When it was one fruit. What happens if it turns out you made a mistake and it was another fruit? Okay, so here, what does Mechaber say? Mechaber passes, you are Yotze. What's the logic? Because Borei Pri Adama goes as well on Ha'etz. You can be the Eved, you'll be Yotze. And this is how we paskin. However, the Mishnah Brura raises a fascinating thing, which we're going to discuss in the Iyun. V'ayim b'shari tshuva d'yesh cholkin alzeh. Usvir alei sh'afilu nisgavin lifter as Pri Ha'etz. Hamunach lefanam lo yasa. V'tzarech lachzo l'varei Borei Pri Ha'etz. And this sometimes happens on Tu Bishvat. It's likely for this to happen. A person not to realize that it's on AIDS, and it turns out it was. The Mishnah Brura is choshesh for the psak of the Shagis Aryeh and others that says that l'chadchila, you shouldn't eat that fruit. If you made a borei pri adama and you thought that you were being motzi the pri ha'etz with the adama, and really you're not supposed to, you're supposed to make a separate borei pri ha'etz, the l'chadchila, one should not eat that fruit now. Because it's a safek. The Shulchan Aruch said that you now could eat it. We're going to discuss in Shir that the Shagis Aryeh quoted the Shari Tshuva. By the way, someone can tell me what Rav Mordechai discussed about the Shagis Aryeh. That the Shagis Aryeh says that you can't. So, that the halacha is that the Borei Pri Adama is different. Like Aaron had said, because maybe the only time we say that Borei Pri Adama is Motzi the Pri Ha'etz is when it's one fruit. But if it's two fruits, it wouldn't work. So Mishnah Brura says, L'chatchila, we're choshish for that position of the Shagis Aryeh. He's going to have rayas from our Gemara and Rashi and Tosos. And that L'chatchila, one should be choshish for that. And therefore, the halacha is that L'chatchila, one should wait and not eat that fruit. And after a certain time, after a hefsek, then he can make the appropriate bracha of the Borei Pri Ha'etz. And it's not the classic halacha of Birech Borei Pri Adama al Pri Ha'etz that you're Yotze. The Mishnah Brura seems to be choshesh for the Shita that's disagreed with in the Shulchan Aruch. Of course, this all starts gets involved with the Bahad in our Sugya, as well as in Mirtz Hashem, we'll see the Shagis Aryeh. But bottom line, according to the Mishnah Brura, one should not eat the fruit in such an instance, and wait. Even if it was by accident. According to the Mechaber, you don't say. According to the Shita, you're not.
Then let's say I make that promise, then I have to say.